A broadcast that lots of people look forward to every day. Thank you. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Woo-hoo! Ken Kessler here from his perch in San Diego. Roberta Fasinelli is in New York. And we have a lot of activity, as you might expect. Friday the 29th, Black Friday, which started for some yesterday. For the first time, it seems, the stores, a lot of the stores, were open for much of the day. On Thanksgiving, the tradition had been that they might open at night or they open at midnight, but now a lot of the stores are looking for ways to expand, get more money to the bottom line. So I wonder how many people actually in your circle, Kenny, I wonder if you have any friends or family that actually went shopping yesterday after Thanksgiving dinner. I wonder, Richie, if you have, or Roberta, any stories of anybody that you know that actually went out and shopped yesterday? No. Everybody says no.
No. Panda went out last night.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she came home with bundles of packages.
Really?
And did she do her comparison shopping afterwards and figure out how much she saved?
She meticulously planned out and knew what she was going to get, where she was going to get it, how much she was spending. She had it all figured out.
Good for her. But my sister-in-law and her kids and brothers and all that, they went out. There was like a group of 12 of them. And in Delaware, which is where her parents lived at the Eastern Shore, they have these outlets, big outlets. There's like four complexes of them. So they do this thing. And at midnight last night, they were all lined up and ready to go. And they posted a picture on Facebook. God. And my reply was, "You people are what is wrong with this country."
Yeah. Right. Very true.
You people.
All right, so yesterday being Thanksgiving, there were a lot of people who didn't want to work that were supposed to work. Story today at DougSteffen.com. As a matter of fact, when I walked into the studio this morning about, let's see here, it was about a little after 1 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time, I walked into the CRN studio and Paul Stern, who's one of the operators and one of the people that actually I enjoy his company a great deal as a character. And he said to me at first, he never says hello. He's like me. It's like we have this ongoing conversation. I may not have seen him. The last time I saw him, I think it was in October. But it's where I walk through the door because he listens to this program. I think he listens to, there are a few people who listen to almost every word that I ever say, and he's one of them. And so he said, did you hear the story about the Pizza Hut, the manager who got fired because he wouldn't open the store on Thanksgiving? And I had not heard this story, so then I went to do my research, and at DougSteffen.com, we have the story. This guy got fired for refusing to open the store yesterday, but the Pizza Hut manager now apparently got his job back again. This fellow was the cook originally, and then he became the GM. He was told that it was mandatory to keep the store open on Friday. I'm sorry, on Thanksgiving Day, yesterday, the holiday. And this guy said, no.
Good for him.
I'm not going to work. I'm not going to open my store. All these people the whole year have been told they were going to have the day off, and then corporate said, no, we're going to open the store, and he said, no. So luckily for him,
he stood his ground as he was.
See, what you get with many of the big brand-name stores like that, they are franchised. Some of the Burger Hut, I think all, has McDonald's bought back all of their, I think they still have some pretty good-sized franchises around the country, if I'm not mistaken. They own, some of them are corporately owned, some of the stores are owned by franchisees. And that's the case with most of the really big, successful, whether it's Taco Bell or Kentucky Fried Chicken or Wendy's or any of these places, they're usually franchises. So the fellow that owned the franchise fired this guy, and then the people in the Pizza Hut corporate office, when they heard the story, called up the franchisee and said, hey, pal.
Not good PR here.
Right. This is it's horrible PR.
Right.
An employee's right to work or not to work on a holiday. So Pizza Hut issued a statement, and then this store was in Elkhart, Indiana. They got closed. And anyway, you can see the story at DougSteffen.com. The guy got rehired again. What?
Growing up a brat in the car business, my dad being in the car business my whole life, and my uncles and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I vividly remember when the car business and banks, for that matter, went from being open business hours to 9 to 9, and then to Saturdays, 9 to 6, and
more,
then all
more,
of a sudden
more.
Started opening Sundays
yep.
and then holidays.
Yep.
And they tried to create unions, and my dad was actually a part of this.
Really?
Back in the 70s, to not have to start working on Sundays and to not have to start working on holidays, because every dealership was trying to, you know, the owners of the dealerships were saying, you know what, I'm going to get one up on Tom down the street at the Lincoln dealer, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be open the day after Thanksgiving, and we're going to sell some cars. And then Tom down the street has to say, well, I'm going to open up too. And remember, banks only used to be open 9 to 5,
yeah.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah. Yeah. Now they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You
yep.
can't
well,
have the machine and things like
machines,
that.
Machines, yeah.
But if you go to supermarkets, you'll find banks open all the time in all the supermarkets.
Yep.
If there's a bank associated with them, you're right. One of the things also that happened as a result of early Thanksgiving shopping, I heard two or three different stories, and I'm sure there are probably many more. Some of you may have heard them as well. Outside of Walmart, somebody got shot because they were
shocker
trying to get in to get a hold of some deal. And because the toy supply apparently is a little crunchy this year, some of the most popular toys are not available in all the stores.
Well, it's that PlayStation and the Xbox that everybody's fighting over right now.
But there's some other things, too, Richie, apparently are just flying off of the... And there weren't enough of the...
Let's look at the situation now. Okay, let's analyze this, okay?
Yeah.
You've got people dying to get a game at which they can sit there all day and kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting outside, this,
yeah.
competing with you to get that game.
Mm-hmm.
No, there will never be any problems.
No.
Can't ever see that happening.
All right, speaking of that, who knows what the so-called knockout games are?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I heard they're a myth, though.
No, Brendan and Megan and her husband and I were talking about them yesterday. I had never heard of them.
They are
before.
Not a myth, and people are starting to fight back on these things.
Well, here's the story, in case you didn't know the story. Apparently what happens is that in certain cities, there are blacks who are attacking Hasidic Jews. They walk up to him and they just punch him.
It's not just Hasidic Jews. It's anybody. It's any random person.
This story, no.
That one
the
just
story,
happened to be a Hasidic Jew.
It happens in New York and Los Angeles. It's mostly Hasidic Jews, Richie. Whether it's that way in Washington or not, I don't know.
No, that's it's a lot of the
here.
Midwest.
Really?
Yeah.
They just walk up to people.
It's just a random person that they find. And the goal is to see if you can knock them out in one punch. That's the game.
That's the game.
That's
so what happens
game.
To these people? Aren't they going to jail? Do they get arrested?
No, it's so quick. It's done. It's just like you're randomly walking down the street, and all of a sudden you get blown in the side of the head, and it's gone. They're gone. So a woman, a 60-year-old woman the other day, and I can't remember what city she was in, just happened to be able to not get knocked down, pull her gun out of her purse, shoot five times, kill two of them.
Really?
Yeah,
and that was that didn't come into the conversation. We had this conversation at Thanksgiving.
There's been two kind of people who have been able to defend themselves, and I think one got killed last week, and then two got killed the other day.
Wow.
Because everybody's aware now that
I wasn't aware of
if a group
yesterday.
Of kids is walking by me, and that if anybody starts taking a swing at me, I better be prepared to defend myself.
Isn't that what an awful statement on humanity?
I mean, listen
that
to these kids
isn't
that are being
awful?
Interviewed. It's just a game. It's just a game. It's
really
just fun.
Sick. These are like
yeah,
these are like not even human beings.
It's
where do they get these
sick.
Values?
What values?
Oh,
none. They don't have any value. You're right.
Right. It's what happens.
My God.
Yeah.
When too many people are living in too small a space, amongst other things, and we have all these other things that influence us. What a sicky, oy, man. Well, I didn't know, but that was part of dinner conversation, plus the arguments about Obamacare.
Oh, I bet that was a live one at that house.
That's pretty funny, actually. All right, let me spend a moment or two talking about the bags under your eyes. And if you're wishing for something, maybe you drop this on to a friend of yours, maybe you drop it on to, or maybe you do maybe you take the action, you turn it around and you help people that you know that have puffiness and bags under their eyes, or they have skin issues, they've got wrinkles, they've all kinds of things, blemishes on their skin, and you want to help them this holiday season. You don't have to do anything except call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell serum with stem cell technology that's being used now to get rid of the puffiness around your eyes. Roberta's using it. I'm using it. the crow's feet, small lines, all of these things. If you have under eye problems, then you need to use GenuCell, and you can get it by calling 800-543-9262. And one of the things that's great, you mentioned Doug Steffen, they'll send you a jar of the legendary Esotique face cream. That'll be a free gift. But also, you're thinking about what to get that's unique for somebody that you care about. And you know what? As you get older, a lot of people, most people, have trouble with baggy eyes, that sort of thing. I every once in a while wake up and look in the mirror, and after I say, I love you, I look at my eyes and think, I don't like those too much. By the way, that's a very good thing for you to do, and I don't mean it in an egotistical way. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love anybody else. And one of the things you do is to realize, when you look in the mirror, that there is somebody there that's lovable. And if you don't like what you see, then it's up to you to do something about it. And I say that whether it's your entire physique or just what's on your face. So this is a practical way to get back to GenuCell for you to deal with some of the issues that you have on your face. Puffiness, the lines, all that good stuff. So get it for yourself and give it away. Make it a stocking stuffer for somebody you care about. It's guaranteed or your money back. GenuCell, 800-543-9262. Free holiday shipping. Mention Doug Steffen, 800-543-9262.
Hey, neighbor, do you have holiday lights? I'm going big and bright this year.
Of course.
In fact, stop by this weekend. We have a great deal. Get 300-count lights for less than 3 cents a twinkle.
300?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a bigger house.
No, just more Staples.
You have Staples?
Yes.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by at participating stores Friday, November 29th through Sunday, December 1st for the After Thanksgiving event. Get 300-count mini or icicle lights for just $7.99 while supplies last.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Oh, hey! Your sweater's here.
Hi!
Get us on your holiday list, girl.
Yeah.
Cashmere will put some cozy in your cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
Tunic can team up with your skinnies.
Yep.
And cable needs cocoa, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I forgot you, turtleneck.
Nice.
Don't be a pill. Ah, sweater humor.
No?
No. Fine.
Something missing from your list? Like sweaters by Elle, Jennifer Lopez, or LC Lauren Conrad? Come to Kohl's Super Saturday for lots of great savings. And get Kohl's cash this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
And we're back, but not for long. This Saturday only at Old Navy, the whole store is 40% off. 40% off coats, 40% off jeans, 40% off everything in store. This Saturday only at Old Navy. Plus, what's behind curtain number one? Half-zip pullovers. This Saturday only, they're just $7 for adults, $5 for kids. Only at Old Navy.
Offer valid on select styles and only in select stores while supplies last. Excludes gift cards and clearance.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our White Elephant gift exchange. But keep it on the $5, yo.
In honor of the important things you do, Sprint brings you these great deals. Get our best-selling Android tablet, the new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, for just $49.99 this holiday season. And now, through Monday, get the new Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini for free after a $50 mail-in rebate. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Phone offer valid 11/28/13 to 12/2/13. Tablet offer ends 1/23/14. Rebate available.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at Utopia UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Disco Doug.
Fly, Dougie, fly.
Disco Dudley, does that sound different than Disco Doug?
Fly, Dougie, fly.
It's all the same.
Really? Disco Doug and Disco Dudley?
Yeah, that would make a difference. Fly. With either one of them, yeah.
Uh-huh. I was shaking my disco booties on this date, Richie, and... 1975.
You really need to dig up a picture of you in that three-piece white suit so we can post it on Facebook.
There is a picture. There are actually a couple of them around. Let's see if I can find one.
Yeah, you would. Absolutely.
Like that. Yeah.
That would be an internet sensation.
Yeah, sure it would be. Silver Convention, number one on the pop lists with Fly, Robin, Fly, number one song during this week in 1975. This was the whole lyric line, by the way. This was it. This is all you got. Fly, Robin, fly up to the sky.
That was it, Kenny, right? So long, it was very deep.
Yeah, right. Remember, we had a lot of deep songs that were a part of the disco era. I was going to say disco convention. Kind of felt like that a little bit. So, this was good stuff. It was a lot of fun, actually. These things were lots and lots of fun. I don't think we have fun. Is music today fun? Seriously. What is there today that you would
like working? Yeah, it's a ball.
Well, yeah. That's an action, I suppose.
Disco is action. Which was kind of a little bit risque itself, if you remember.
Not the way I did it.
It's a shame YouTube wasn't around then.
Right, yes, it is a shame. Yep, you're right about that. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com features the Schlemonies.
Yeah.
Schlemonies, like Schlemiel, Schlemazel?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the Schlemones, isn't it? The Schlemones.
Schlemones, okay.
I like the Schlemones. I did that for a little, right. Yeah, just for effect. There's a parody that they've done called the Rocky Horror Hanukkah Song. And so this is, there's no other explanation needed or wanted.
The Rocky Horror Hanukkah Song.
Horror.
Hanukkah. Horror. Yes, horror. The Rocky Horror.
Horror is a dance.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear it.
All right, so audio, the video today is priceless. You think we were having a little fun thinking about the disco era and what I look like in disco garb. This is really funny stuff. So for those of you who are celebrating Hanukkah, third night is tonight. This is the audio from the video of the day, the Schlemones.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Gladness takes its toll. Now listen closely, not for very much longer. Hanukkah's in control. I remember.
check it out. It is a classic. Video of the day at DougStephan.com.
That's great.
The whole focus of Thanksgiving weekend, our poll today asks you about your Black Friday shopping habits. But we were interested earlier in the week about Thanksgiving, and I've been saying off and on, but I hope more on than off, about how gratitude will make you happy and healthy. Figure out how to be thankful a lot of moments during every day, and I think you'll find your life is better. 28 after on Good Day.
Most of us, including me, take it for granted. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
We do a lot of things each and every day that prevent our brain from being the brilliant thing it's supposed to be.
Dr. Paul Nussbaum is president of the Brain Health Center in Pittsburgh. He says most people are just way too busy all the time.
Americans have a very hard time with open space and open time. They have to fill it up with tasks.
And so to that end, you recommend quiet time every day.
Quiet time, 30 minutes a day, really, really important. I'm going to go give this time to myself to turn inward and regain some balance.
And some insight.
Recognizing those things that maybe worry us. Identifying what the saber-toothed tigers are in our life.
Then doing something about those issues. That lowers our stress level even more. And the brain can do what it does best, learn and take care of us efficiently. Next week, how what we eat can also help the brain think more clearly. For more brain tips, check out the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Sears Auto Center presents the Denskys.
Why don't we just call a tow truck?
I haven't hit this part yet.
Okay, start her up.
Look, a teddy bear.
Unlock the doors. Unlock the doors.
Don't let bad car care leave you stranded. Head to Sears Auto Center for expert service. Black Friday deals start 8 p.m. Thursday, where members get $200 in savings and value on eligible tires. Plus, save $100 on a service purchase of $400 or more. Sears, where better happens. Tire offer ends 1 p.m. 11:29. Service offer ends 11:30. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good day for us to bid you a good day. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 after the hour. An incredible story. Kenny and Richie and Roberta, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden here. This story that we have posted at DougSteffen.com. The lady's name is Isabel Hoffman. The story of her daughter who got sick after a family moved into a city here in our country. They moved from Europe. 14-year-old daughter got very sick, progressively worse. She had hives. She had low blood pressure, tremors. She was sensitive to light to the point that she had to drop out of school. And to make matters worse, no doctor was able to determine what was causing her problem. So Isabel Hoffman, who is a serial entrepreneur of sorts, helped launch a preventive health clinic in 2001, took matters into her own hands. She brought her daughter to Dr. Neil Nathan of Gordon Medical Associates in Santa Rosa, California. He'd written a book called On Hope and Healing for Those Who Have Fallen Through the Medical Cracks. How many people do we have listening to us that feel like they've fallen through the medical cracks?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dr. Nathan diagnosed the daughter with mold toxicity.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
This is Aspergillus penicillium, causes severe allergic reactions, sensitivity to gluten, dioxins, other allergens. And Dr. Hoffman, according to, Ms. Hoffman, according to Dr. Nathan, was exactly correct. We went back home, tested the house, and learned that we had high doses of all of this mold in her bedroom. It had taken more than a year for her to get to the proper diagnosis and learn the information that could help her daughter get better. Family moved into a mold-free environment. The teenager started a new diet. The symptoms vanished. She went back to school and her grades skyrocketed. So this lady thought to herself, wow, how many people do we have going through life suffering?
Oh, I know. One person right now is just trying to get through it.
I know somebody who has an allergy to horses, and the horse allergy, although she didn't think she has it, I'm pretty sure she does. And these are the sorts of things. It isn't that you get away from the horses. There are all kinds of ways, no matter what the allergy, that you can deal with it, but you've got to identify
it
first.
If your house is the thing that's killing you.
Right, yeah.
And you don't even know it.
Remember when Ed McMahon had that...
Ed McMahon had to gut his house.
Yeah.
Really?
And rebuild it.
Rebuild it.
Any piece of wood or anything that was in there had to just gut it.
But the point is there are so many allergies, and you don't know... And these are legit. Now, I think that a lot of people overdo the allergy stuff. I think that there are some people who have become victims just because they think that they're allergic to stuff. And you know what your mind does, mind-body connection. Your mind can do real numbers on your body. But then some of this stuff is in actuality a menace and a problem.
I have a friend who lost all of his hair because of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Lost all of his hair, and he's been fighting it, the fungal infection, for 4 or 5 years now, and is finally kind of on the top side of it, but nobody could really figure out, okay, this is what we think it is, now what to do about it. So it's been diet and vitamins and this and that, and, you know, finally starting to beat it, but it's just, the thing takes control.
All right, so I said this lady was sort of a serial entrepreneur. So what she did was she got together with a friend of hers named Stephen Watson, and they developed a measuring device These two people went into business, Ms. Hoffman and Mr. Watson, became business partners on a biotech product called Telspec, T-E-L-L-S-P-E-C. It's a spectrometer that can get through the ingredients of whatever you point it at and beam the information into the phone. There's a smartphone app for it, and it'll analyze what's in the wall, what's in food. This is a handheld device that you can use to point at food, let's say, and you'll find out what's in it so you don't accidentally have something that you're allergic to. I think that's a very important. Hopefully you'll find it an important service to be able to read this story and see what it is that you may be allergic to. You may not be allergic to anything. Maybe there's some other reason for you being or feeling the way that you do. But in this circumstance, I think this is one of the reasons I get so excited about our Dream Big America contest every week, the focus on entrepreneurialism, because I think it's the last hope for America. I really do, and I'm not a pessimist, but I really think that America is going down the wrong road in so many different ways. And so, and we've discouraged a lot of people, I think, by actions the government has taken to sort of quell what was the spirit of this country to begin with. And that is coming up with ideas, being able to come, bring them to fruition, sell them or make a company or a business out of them and make some money and provide for yourself. That's what entrepreneurialism is all about. So our Dream Big America contest we have every Tuesday, and the various contestants are always posted in the archive section at DougStephan.com. You can hear the stories, but it's aimed at creating some of the magic that there is around people who have ideas and who want to go further with them. I always say one of the things, and I'm not the one who originally said this, for anybody that knows their way around, they know that the great spirit that we have in America, how we have moved ahead, comes from great ideas. Find something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Find something you're happy doing and create. The money will follow. Create a business around what you really like doing.
That's one of my pet peeves about this weekend. If we all spend money, everything will be okay and the economy will come roaring back.
No.
The problem is that the manufacturing of all of these things that we are buying are all done in China and
yep.
wherever.
Yep.
And we need to have more of that happen here.
Yep.
So that the people that are actually getting rich on selling their products live here.
Well, and the perfect example, if I can go down the street a little further, Richie.
Fire away.
What's happening with farmers in America is that the government is running them all out of business. And so the people that are in Canada and Mexico who are developing produce and selling things.
Thailand, Vietnam.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, right. That's where our food's going to come from if we don't stop the FDA from doing what it's doing right now. All right, now that brings me around to a note that I got from one of our listeners, whose name is Larry Bierman, and he's in Norman, Oklahoma.
Bierman.
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 Hey, Larry.
Bierman. Mr. Bierman. He was interested in my analysis of the poor participation rates in the elections. Remember, I was talking the first of the month about how few people don't understand the system. They don't know that this is the time local elections are when they can have the most impact. So anyway, this fellow, pretty cynical about what's going on, he said, "I'm one of those disillusioned voters. The municipal election here in Norman involved a single question, a yes or no vote to yet again pass a utility rate increase. I'm sure the city council debated the issue, city planner's office had input, along with local bankers, bond underwriters, real estate developers, and the Chamber of Commerce. The argument in favor of an increase was that much of the change would be geared toward usage and was therefore fair. But usage is not strictly correlated to income. A wealthy person living alone in a mansion may end up paying a lot less than a working family of four living in a small tract home. I was so frustrated by the lack of choice on the ballot that I went to my polling place, signed the register, received my ballot, and wadded it up and threw it away.
Huh.
When I got home, I was talking to some people, and we got into this discussion that you were having on your program about the public recognizing that by the time the election is held, there isn't much choice. And I say that's because you don't go in, get yourself involved in the primaries, and you can get yourself involved in the school committee, in the local elections, and that kind of stuff. A lot of people scratch their heads.
Weed them out.
And then hold their noses and vote for people. That's what I did the last time around. I voted for Obama twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stand what he's doing to our country. Manipulating is what's going on here, and people need to wake up to it. All right, so there's one letter. Here's another one from Ira Sohn, who lives in suburban Albany, presumably listening to WSDE. He writes, the election day, this was the reason I bring these to you is because they were all about election day. The changes that are necessary, this guy says, you got to move election day to weekends, allow voters to cast ballots in primaries,
amen.
Matching small campaign donations with public funds, having nonpartisan commissions draw up congressional districts, making voting mandatory as it is in some countries, but still saving time and money seems to be the most important incentive in the 20th century, 21st century. We have carrots rather than sticks. Would probably be more successful. How about online voting from home? We were talking about this yesterday at my Thanksgiving meal. Some people think that voting from home or using the computer is fraught with danger.
That is.
But you know what? Somehow or other, you know when you need to have elections? On tax day. That's when you need to have an election. April 15th is when there ought to be elections. Am I right or not?
That would be some angry voters.
Well, but aren't we all angry now?
Yeah.
Most people are pretty angry.
Some.
Yeah, that would absolutely be some angry voters there. You might have mobs.
Yeah, well, it'd be okay with me. I think we need to have some serious change here. At any rate, 16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Here's a way to brighten your teeth. The folks at, you're going to be very surprised, in the next couple of weeks, the folks that have created Power Swabs have come out with a new product in addition to the Power Swabs that come in these little, they're little kits, and you snap the end of them off and you put them in your mouth for 2 minutes and your teeth will be two shades whiter in 5 minutes. It works for, you take about 2 minutes to put the stuff in your teeth and then you wait 5 minutes, you'll see your teeth getting much whiter. Power Swabs penetrates deep into the tooth enamel, all surfaces, no matter what it is, veneers, crowns, bonding, that kind of stuff. And so your smile comes now around to the point of being stain-free when maybe you've had a lot of yellow, you drank a lot of coffee, or I think coffee probably stains more than anything else. Coffee and Coca-Cola, because Coca-Cola has in it acid and it eats away at the enamel. I don't know, is coffee acidic? I guess it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sort of course.
Is tea acidic, too?
Yes.
Wine acidic? So those are the
wine definitely
things.
Is.
Okay, so that's why your teeth changes color, because these things, if you're drinking a lot of them, will actually get into the enamel and change the color. That's what the folks at Power Swabs have recognized. They have this cleanser that comes from, it's a tooth detergent, all natural. It comes from coconut oil. So it cleans your teeth no matter what kind of teeth you have. But what they've done is introduce a new sort of a spray bottle. They sent me a copy of Good Day. They sent me a sample of it. It's a foam that you spray on your toothbrush and do the same thing with it when you're actually brushing your teeth. Wow. So look forward to that. We'll be announcing when you'll be able to get that soon. In the meantime, get started with Power Swabs. Great idea for a stocking stuffer. 800-865-7602. I'm so enthusiastic about this because I use it and I've seen my teeth weren't bad before, but they're yellow here and there. And I wanted to clean it up. And it's better than whatever the dentist is using when they polish your teeth, you know, when you go in for a cleansing. And you like to think that when you walk out, your teeth will be whiter than they were when you went in. And, yeah, that should be the case. But here's a way of keeping that going. And, by the way, when you call 800-865-7602 now and ask for Power Swabs, mention Doug Steffens, you get a free stain-out whitening quick stick that will help you cleanse your teeth, make them look whiter and brighter on the go. So all kinds of reasons to get this as a stocking stuffer. Get your smile smiling again with Power Swabs and the various other products that come from that company. Ask about them when you call 800-865-7602.
Hey, neighbor, do you have holiday lights? I'm going big and bright this year.
Of course. In fact, stop by this weekend. We have a great deal. Get 300-count lights for less than 3 cents a twinkle.
300?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a bigger house.
No, just more Staples.
You have Staples?
Yes.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by at participating stores Friday, November 29th through Sunday, December 1st for the After Thanksgiving event. Get 300-count mini or icicle lights for just $7.99 while supplies last.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. and get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try No-No Hair risk-free by calling 1-800-480-8134. That's 800-480-8134. 800-480-8134. Or go to nonoradio.com.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Doug Steffens, good day. Happy Thanksgiving still. I think it's an appropriate thing, certainly, for this weekend. Then we're going to start wishing everybody, maybe you wish some Jewish friends yours, Happy Hanukkah. Start with Merry Christmas and that sort of thing as we get into the new... You know, I was listening to Coast here in Los Angeles. They have all the Christmas music on. And I like the blend of the upbeat stuff that is just part of... I mean, that's what... The music on the radio ought to be secular. It ought not to be... spiritual, not to be religious. It's just kind of stuff that is fun for Christmas that brings you around. And I think a lot of the things that we will follow, the good ideas for Christmas that we may have posted, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, we'll be sharing that and we'll bring you ideas or maybe music, something that'll be cool and you can share them. For example, we have some Black Friday ideas that we've shared, Kenny, on our Facebook page. Is that correct?
Yeah, Roberta had some great tips on...
There you go.
Oh,
I give up.
Just drop out again?
Yeah.
I'll finish the sentence on Black Friday shopping, what you should, how you should go about doing it to get the best deals.
Right. Also, pictures of the studio. Richie took some pictures yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday I was sitting in here, and I was like, you know what? My studio looks pretty festive for the holiday season. I'm going to post a picture of it so you can see all the pretty lights and buttons that surround me every single day of the year.
But it always looks like Christmas.
It's always Christmassy.
Orange,
I have
red,
orange and red
green,
and green
blue,
buttons. I have
yellow,
bright screens.
Red.
With, yeah,
like
with red, all the Christmas colors all over there. Yeah,
right. It's Christmas every day
yeah.
in the studio. The main studio, our originating network is Radio
it's
America.
Christmas every day.
In
it
Washington.
Is.
Christmas every
Can't you tell
day.
By how cheery I am all the time?
Yes.
Right. You ain't, you
ho,
get
ho,
better
ho.
You coming around.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho.
And a bottle of rum or whatever else may be around. 51 after the hour. This is Good Day.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Festival of Lights. One day of presents. Hell no. We get a crazy night.
And that's the name of the movie from which this comes. Eight Crazy Nights, Adam Sandler. That was the Hanukkah song, number 3 of who knows how many of these that he's done. But he's done a great job with this song. And it was part of this movie, which was number 1 during this week in 2002. Eight Crazy Nights, literally for Hanukkah this year. But still, all right, we'll get it and enjoy it and do what we can with it, musically and otherwise, cultural thing. So Adam Sandler gets us started with movie music on Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is going to have the prediction of what will do well at the box office. And we have a contest to celebrate the star. This is going to be one right up Richie's alley because it features all the members of the Brat Pack. And maybe that narrows it down pretty quickly for you. 888-302-3684. If you know what the movie is once we present it, then you can help yourself get online and get in the queue. And if you're the one that is first in, hasn't won before a Movie Moment, you'll get the swell prize. Here's the first clue from today's movie contest.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Got it.
For most people.
That's so simple.
Oh, Richie, you're so smart. 888-302-3684. Here's the second clue.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need is a lobotomy and some tights.
Really? All right. Last clue.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social.
All right. So if you know what it is, again, one of the celebrants is having his 54th birthday today.
That's the disturbing part of all this.
But this guy's 54?
Yeah, that anybody in this movie is 54.
Uh-huh. All right, Chuck, you recognize the movie, right? We don't have Chuck.
Richard told me. I didn't hear it yet.
All right, never mind. We're sort of behind the eight ball a little bit here, conversationally.
Okay, sorry.
At any rate, no, it's okay. We just have a few technical glitches that we're dealing with today. No big deal. The essence of where we are for the weekend, that's what most people are interested in, your take on the movies coming out this weekend, and are there some sort of Thanksgiving, if there is such a thing, Thanksgiving-ish movies? What do we have?
The Hunger Games Catching Fire is expected to rule the roost once again in the number one position, but Disney's new animated movie Frozen, tracking really well, had a good day before Thanksgiving. The most tracking is around $80 million for 5 days. Amazing, Doug, how these animated films, especially the ones released by Disney, continue to bring in
cash. It's all cash. It's a cash cow. Yep.
Numbers.
Because there will always be kids that you need to entertain for a couple of hours.
Well, what did they do before these movies came out?
One movie, which I think is a genre that really had its heyday in the 80s, this new movie Homefront with Jason Strahan's tracking around a $9 million 5 day opening weekend, which is really not good. That movie's been heavily promoted on TV. It was the screenplays by Sylvester Stallone, the villain's James Franco. You think the old B crowd would come out and give that a much better number than 8 or 9 million in 5 days.
Well, maybe I'll go see it to bring it up a little bit. I've been to the movies for ages, and I'm here in Santa Monica, and I've got maybe a couple of hours on Saturday afternoon, so I may go and see what the scoop is. All right, more. We have time, Richie, for quick. Yeah, more from Chuck in a moment. Stand by.
And we're back. But not for long. This Saturday only at Old Navy, the whole store is 40% off. 40% off coats. 40% off jeans. 40% off everything in store. This Saturday only at Old Navy. Plus, what's behind curtain number one? Half-zip pullovers. This Saturday only, they're just $7 for adults, $5 for kids. Only at Old Navy.
Offer valid on select styles and only in select stores while supplies last. Excludes gift cards and clearance.
All right, so let's get, what else we got? You gave us a scoop on a couple of movies. Anything else that's good this weekend, Chucker?
Well, one other bit of movie news. According to reports, Martin Scorsese's final cut of his Christmas Day release of The Wolf of Wall Street will clock in at 2 hours and 59 minutes. That's 1 minute short of 3 hours. According to the same reports, Doug, Scorsese had to take out a lot of nudity and sex scenes to get the movie an R rating and not an NC-17. So The Wolf of Wall Street is Scorsese's longest movie ever, 1 minute short of Casino's running time. And one other bit of news, Paramount Pictures announcing a March 13, 2015 release date for new Friday the 13th film. So for people who like Jason, Jason Lives once again with a new horror film for the year 2015.
Chucker, Richie, who are we talking to?
We're talking to Michael.
Michael, what's the name of that movie?
It's The Breakfast Club.
It is The Breakfast Club. Judd Nelson is 54 today. That'll give you a heartache or maybe a headache. Thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.